Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you can save an average of, get this, $470 on your car insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings annually based on survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data. That's right. Shout
Boom
out
data,
to David
my
Fizdale.
My pockets are getting fatter. Boom data.
Okay. Man. Okay. You got bars? You got bars, Rob?
Take that for data.
There you go.
We got Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior NBA writer and co-host of the Crossover Podcast. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, let's stick there with the NBA. And I guess the team you grew up rooting for, correct? New York Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in New York, and back then there was the Nets didn't count. That was the only team, Chris, you didn't have to pick.
Now, you're a little older than me, so when you in the 70s, before the merger between ABA and NBA, obviously Dr. J was playing with the Nets, leading them to championships. Were they on your radar?
No. Nope.
Really?
The ABA wasn't on our radar.
Right.
That was even before me. It was always about the Knicks. So the Nets, the New York Nets back then, really didn't figure in. People had to pick between the Mets and Yankees, the Jets and Giants, the Islanders and the Rangers, but it was never a pick for basketball. The Knicks owned the town basically by themselves.
Well, Rob, they still own the town. And you know, I'm here in Jersey. I'm essentially a suburb in New York, basically. It's the greater New York area. I'm 30 minutes away from Manhattan. And the Knicks, people, I'm telling you, listening to the radio, sports talk radio in New York, and they've actually discussed this here. They're like, look, the Nets have three of the absolute best players in basketball. Three of the top 15 players in the league.
Eight or 10 or whatever. Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you put Kyrie, certainly Harden and KD are top five or six. Kyrie, some might say top 10, certainly top 15. And they have a legitimate chance to win a championship. That would be the first NBA championship in New York professional basketball, Rob, since 1973, when the Knicks won it. And still, people are more excited about the New York Knicks being 18 and 17. All right? They won last night, and fans, you know, now they can go to the games. It was like 2,000 fans at the game. They're out, Rob, in the streets. No lie. In the streets of Manhattan, dancing, prancing, frolicking.
Where's Mick Jagger and David Bowie when you need them?
Oh,
right,
my
dancing
gosh,
in the street.
Yes, Rob, they are celebrating like the Knicks actually did something because they're a game over 500. And here's what I want to throw at you. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not from New York. I came to New York and was baffled. Huge the Knicks are.
But you got to remember this. Like I said, A, they had no other competition, right, in the city. And people are basketball fans in New York. People love going to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Because here's the question I want to throw at you. Is the fact that they have three all-time great players, three clear-cut Hall of Famers on one team, and they're more excited about a team of also-rans who are barely above 500 Is that sad or is that admirable? Because this is like you got Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, and Wilt Chamberlain there, and you'd rather watch, Swin Nader and the crew because that's your team. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. It's just a discussion.
I think it's a combination. First of all, I don't believe people are just going to give up their team because the other team in town got good. It's like the Lakers and Clippers.
They got more than good, Rob.
No, I got that, but I'm just saying. But some of the numbers that we've seen, Chris, TV ratings-wise, have shown that. I mean,
well, that was a while ago, and they're talking about that on the radio, too. Since the MSG's been demolishing them. They mocked that. They were like, oh, yes, put that out there. Like, they trying to do something, and they included national games, which obviously made a difference in the ratings.
No, that's what they were saying on the radio.
Nah, and then they were like, ever since then, MSG's been crushing them.
Yeah, so I don't expect people to give up their lifelong allegiances, Chris, overnight. I mean, I don't. I'm not saying that if I'm a basketball fan in New York, would I turn and watch the Nets as well, even if I was a Knicks fan or the Knicks? And it tells you how sad the Knicks franchise has been. I mean, let's just be honest.
Right.
It's so bad that people are celebrating being one game under 500 as if they've done something. One game over 500, I'm sorry. So it's to me, it's sad that's where you think where you should be excited about, or you should be worked up and feeling good about an organization that's done a lot bad and just had with ownership, with all the hiring. It ain't like they're running away with anything. And I looked at their record, too. They're about 500. 500 against the good teams, Chris, and 500 against the bad teams. That's really where they are. So I think it tells you the state of the Knicks, where they are, and how desperate people are just to feel decent or feel good because they've been so bad.
Yeah, and what baffled me when I got to New York, Rob, because every city loves its team, especially a basketball city.
Right, no matter
what.
Right,
I get that. But my thing was New Yorkers, and Rob, this is borne out every time there's a big-time free agent. Maybe now they finally learned their lesson that they're not getting that guy, or they're certainly not getting most of those guys. But whether it started it started before LeBron, but we got LeBron, we got, Kevin Durant. Every time a big-name free agent comes up, the Knicks think they're getting him. And they failed every time. And when I was covering the team, Grant Hill, Chris Webber, those guys were free agents. And even though the Knicks didn't have the cap room to get them, people swore they're going to do something. If they just get the cap room, these guys will come. They felt like every player grew up wanting to play for the Knicks. And I guess I can get it from the standpoint, Rob, of this is our biggest city in the country.
Right.
So you would think, if I'm in Italy, I'm thinking everybody wants to be in Rome, right? I'm not thinking they like Milan better, or they might play in Milan or some other place. I'm thinking they want to get to Rome. But, I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in the Midwest for the most part. And the Knicks, to me, they were like the 12th team I thought of when it came to the NBA. No exaggeration. And so they're not the Cowboys. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Yankees. You know what I mean? They're not one of these national teams. But people in New York seem to think they are.
No, I agree with that. It's a combination of the old-time fans, Madison Square Garden, which is a great place to watch a game. Chris, you cover games. I cover games. The best part about Madison Square Garden is like you're at a Broadway show. The house, the seats are dark, and the stage, right, the court, Chris, is lit up.
Well, it's and there's great, stars and celebrities all throughout the front rows. Yeah,
but you know what I mean. But the way you watch the game in the dark, like you would watch a Broadway show. Most arenas are not like that. They're lit. The whole place is lit.
Right.
It's really unique, and it's a big deal. And I think New York has had, from those Knicks teams that they loved, Chris, in the 70s, 40 years ago, they're still living off of that because they haven't had anything. Now, Patrick Ewing went to the finals twice. They went to a game seven against Houston. You remember John Starks shot 3 for 18 or whatever it
I
was.
I think it was 2 for 18.
2 for 18, and including 1 for 11 from three.
Think how different, and he's obviously viewed as an all-time great and Hall of Famer and all that, but think how different Patrick Ewing's legacy would be if they had won that game.
Oh, big time.
You know? That,
big time. And if you remember, they lost by about 6, Chris. I want to say 4 or 6.
Yeah, it was
like
a close game.
It was a close game, and your two guard shoots 2 for 18.
Yep.
Like, normally, you're cooked.
Yep.
And that's how close they were, and it was game seven, and it was in Houston. But, yeah, I think it's sad that people are celebrating a one game over 500 as if they've achieved something. And then you look at some of the other teams. There's still another half of a season to go. Am I convinced that Toronto and some of these teams, Chris, Miami?
Well, Boston's behind them. You got to think they're going to get it together.
Like Boston, Miami, and what else? The other
Toronto.
Teams? And Toronto.
Yep.
Are they going to be behind the Knicks? I'm not sure when the season is over that they don't get their second win and play better in the second half. They could still not make the playoffs. They're not like
absolutely.
They got cushion or something, right?
Absolutely. Indiana's behind them, too. Like, the Knicks are the fourth seed, which, you know, that's nice, but you got to keep it in perspective. And, Rob, and I'll say this, too, as a basketball fan, and I get that that's your team. And I'm different. I moved around a lot. You know this. So I was in Indianapolis with the Pacers, but I wasn't a Pacers fan. So because I moved around a lot, I never got attached to, like, one local
team. So you never had a team, basketball?
Well, I had teams, but they were national. Like, so when I was really young, I liked Dr. J. So I liked the 76ers.
Okay.
And then I became a huge Magic Johnson became my favorite player. So then I liked the Lakers. And then Jordan became my favorite player. And I was with Jordan. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, I wasn't with one team. Indiana's the only city I even lived in, Indianapolis, that had,
a
pro
basketball
team. Cleveland. I got to Cleveland, you know, in high school.
See, when I was a kid, it was about the Knicks. I remember going to Madison Square Garden with my uncles and everything, and it was just a big thrill, Chris. You know what I mean? Madison Square Garden as a kid to a basketball game, so I was like a Knicks, Islanders, Mets, and Jets fan. That's what I was as a kid. I don't root for anybody now, but that's what I was as a kid, and the Knicks were a big part. I watched every single game as a kid. They used to come on Channel 9, Chris. They didn't come on every night. So when a Knick game came on TV, right, I watched every single minute of it. They didn't come on. Every game wasn't on. All these kids today are spoiled.
Oh, yeah. No.
That every game is on.
Absolutely.
We didn't get it. Every game wasn't on.
Weekends were big to watch games, you know? And, yeah, I'm just saying, like, if I'm a real – and I'm not saying New Yorkers. Obviously, they're real basketball fans. But I'm sorry, I can't ignore what's going on in Brooklyn. And you might not root for them, but the fact, Rob, that I'm in a basketball city, New York, and they're not talking about Brooklyn for the most part on the radio. I got Kevin Durant, who could be, you know, a top 12, 15 player of all time. James Harden might be in there too, top 15, top 20. And I got Kyrie Irving, another future Hall of Famer who's one of the most exciting players we've ever seen, best ball handler ever. And I'm not talking a lot about Brooklyn on the radio. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't get any better than Rob, you know this. You're all on Brooklyn. This could be one of the, we'll see what they do, but potentially. This could be one of the best teams we've ever seen.
No doubt. I don't know how you could be. I think some it's hard. Habits are hard to break, and maybe not until the Knicks really fall out of it, Chris, or whatever it is, and then you realize. But I agree. This is not just an also. This is not just
a good
an average
team.
Nets
oh, the
team,
Nets are
right?
Good. Yeah.
If they're the average Nets team, I agree with you. Then the conversation would still be, what's wrong with the Knicks? How can we fix the Knicks? When are they going to get rid of the coach? When are they going to get a free agent? You know, like, those are the storylines with bad teams. But I don't know how they're not giving the Nets more when the Nets are in Brooklyn now. They wear a New York uniform.
It's not even Jersey anymore.
Right.
And remember when we had Harvey Arrington, the great New York Times columnist, on? Remember that a few weeks ago? And we asked him about the Nets. He answered it, you know, but then he ended up bringing up the Knicks. Remember that? And talking about how excited everybody was about Julius Randle and the Knicks. And we were like, wait a minute, dude, what? And we talk about Kevin Durant, James Harden, and these guys. So
yeah,
we want to get your guys' opinions. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is it sad or is it admirable that New York basketball fans are way, way more excited about the New York Knicks being a game over 500 than they are about the Brooklyn Nets being NBA championship contenders? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. We're brought to you by AutoZone as well. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait, you know. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery. It's available on over 100,000 parts. For real, folks, visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is the Knicks fans' excitement over their mediocre Knicks teams versus being ho-hum about their great Nets team, is that sad or admirable?
Let's go to Caleb in Brooklyn, Chris. He's on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, right in the belly of the beast, so to speak. What do you got, Caleb?
Hey, Rob, how you doing? I'm from I live in Brooklyn. I just want to say real quick, I've been to your nephew's barbershop. A great place to be. Really appreciate his business. And, Chris, I'm a believer, and I just want to say I appreciate your witness, too.
Thank you.
I'm definitely going to be at the Kings conference, but real quickly.
Great. Hey, that's very nice of you to say both things. And my nephew, Alvin, his barbershop is called The Fade Game in Jamaica, yes. Queens. Yes.
Yeah, great place. Real quick, you know, I'm a lifelong Knicks fan, and – I understand that it is sad, our excitement, but you got to give us some leverage. The truth of the matter is, and Rob, you know this, being from New York, right. The Knicks are the varsity team. The Nets will always be the JV. And it's not just the Knicks. That's the way it is with the Yankees and the Mets, the Rangers over the Islanders, the Giants over the Jets. You know, they're first tier. And I would imagine.
I got to be honest, and again, I'm not from New York. But being here, I don't feel like any of them are this lopsided. Obviously, the Yankees are the team in New York. But when the Mets are good, they get love.
No,
and when
no
the
doubt.
Jets are good, they get love. You know what I'm saying? Like Brooklyn.
When the Mets had Strawberry Gooden in them, Chris,
yes.
And they were going to the playoffs, they
even
used to get
Piazza.
The back page.
Yeah. Remember? Like, yeah. So right. I'm just like, come on, man. This could be a historically great team.
Nets
this isn't
team,
just,
right.
Oh, the Nets are good. Nets are better than the Knicks. No, they're, like, awesome.
Let me ask you guys. I mean, you guys have covered everybody nationally. I always imagine it would be akin to what it's like in L.A. between the Lakers and the Clippers.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Here's the difference. The Lakers have 17 championships,
right.
All right?
And the Clippers haven't been to the Western Conference Finals.
Right. And the Knicks, I mean, you can't compare the Knicks to the Lakers. That's ridiculous. You want to talk about varsity and JV?
I'm just saying, though.
I get why Laker fans are like, yo, I don't care what the Clippers do. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't care what the Clippers do. Clippers can win the next three championships. They still won't be even close to the Lakers, you know?
No, no doubt. All right, let's go to Tony.
I'm looking for a good explanation. Somebody.
Tony in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? The Parker's platoon is in the house once again.
Man,
hey, but Chris,
man.
I will say this, Chris, I do enjoy listening to you talk about your faith and how you came about your faith in your life and what you're doing with the Kingman. I commend you, my brother.
Now you're trying to give me all this love. Go ahead and register for the summit. That's how you give me love.
Rob, you need to do a show where you go to different dives and local bars, because, man, you be eating good, my brother.
Always.
But look, this is what I want to say is, with New York, with the Knicks, it's a generational thing. Like, when Rob was a kid, the Knicks come on Saturday night, they probably get a couple pies or his mom would fry chicken. So it's passed down from generation to generation, the love of the team. It's like the Cowboys in Texas.
No, it ain't like the Cowboys. Well, now it's like the Cowboys.
Now it is, right. The Cowboys own the state of Texas. No, you're
the
right.
The Knicks own New York. It's a generational thing.
And when you look at the Cowboys, they've won three playoff games. What is it, three in the last 25 years?
Exactly. It's not quite as bad as the Knicks, but yeah.
Well, it's bad.
Cowboys, though, did have a great run. I mean, I guess you can say the Knicks won two championships.
But that was the
70s. And I don't want to upset Knicks fans, Rob, but when they won their two championships, half of the best players in the world were in the ABA.
And
you know that.
And the other part is, I think they still had laces on the basketball back then.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, let's go to Ham. Alex is sleeping at the wheel. I mean, come on, Alex. I'm just waiting on you to give me a good one.
I was waiting for the note. Everything's not funny.
I play that one too much right now.
His finger hurts from hitting that.
That was worn out. That tape is frayed.
Ham in New Jersey. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man? We good. How are you? Now, you
pretty
in Jersey.
Good.
All right, let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah, I know. He's in the belly, too.
I love the fact that the New Yorkers are very proud and they love their Knicks. And I just think because the Nets are originally from Jersey, they really can't come into New York and get the fans like that, because New Yorkers are not fake. They won't buy into it. Now, let the Nets win a couple titles.
Let's be honest. Let's say they just started up. You know, they were an expansion team. I don't think they'd have any more fans than they do now.
Probably a little bit more, but I just think you got to win, and then everybody's going to jump on the bandwagon just like the Warriors.
But you know what, Ham? Let me tell you this. I think that the Knicks fans are kidding themselves from one standpoint, that there are 10, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds, right, in New York. If the Nets win and it's exciting or whatever, they have a chance to flip people, not the older people, who grew up with the Knicks or whatever. But there is an opening there, Chris, because you know how all those little kids went crazy for Steph Curry, right?
All over.
They will attach
themselves.
Because
Golden State was never anything special.
No,
right.
Golden State hadn't won in 40 years.
They had a title in the 70s, too. Yeah, right. Now, and that's the thing, Rob. I mean, obviously, sports talk radio, the newspapers, you're not really getting the read on the young kids. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, right.
Because they're not reading the paper. Right. They're not listening to sports talk. They're not calling in at 14 years old.
Right. And nobody's catering to them. You know, the people on the radio aren't catering to them.
But do you agree with that? You think there's a chance, I would think so.
I mean, honestly, I would think so. I mean, if I'm a 12-year-old kid, even if my dad – now, granted, your dad's got an influence over you, so maybe you like the Knicks. But even so, you're still like, Pops, the Nets are awesome. I want a Kyrie Irving jersey. I want a Kevin Durant jersey. You know what I mean? And they have all the other things, too.
Like Madison Square Garden's a great place, but Brooklyn is beautiful.
I've been there a few times. It's state of the art. It's beautiful. It's a nice state of the art,
and it's right downtown Brooklyn. You could get there from anywhere, Chris.
Well, one thing that's going to happen, Rob, is come playoff time, because the Knicks, even if they make it, they'll be out early.
Right.
And then it's going to be about the Nets.
It's just going to have to be.
That's what the coverage is going to be. So we will see. All right, we got our man Howard Beck coming on from Sports Illustrated. We will continue this conversation with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He writes for Sports Illustrated, a senior NBA writer and co-host of the Crossover podcast. Good friend of ours, our man Howard Beck. What's up, brother? How are you?
My friends, how are you? Doing well.
We're good, Howard. It's great to have you on, my man. Now, let me ask you, Howard, because we were just talking about this. Do you still live in Brooklyn?
Still, absolutely. Carroll Gardens.
No sleep till Brooklyn. Come on, tell them, Howard.
So but you're from L.A., right?
No, I love to confuse people. I'm actually from San Jose, California. But yes, I spent 7 years covering the Lakers, so there's the LA connection.
Right. Yeah. Well, so here's what we're talking about, Howard, because I'm here in Jersey, so obviously greater New York. And we were talking about how even though you have this potentially historic team in Brooklyn with the Nets, people in New York are still more excited about this mediocre Knicks team than they are about these three Hall of Famers on the Nets. Am I reading it wrong? I think I'm reading it right. And why? What do you make of that?
Well, it's probably right. But the big qualifier, of course, is I don't ever leave my house. How do I know what anybody's excited about?
Sports Talk Radio and – you know, the fans were dancing in the streets yesterday.
It's always been a Knick town, so, right, Howard?
Yeah. No, listen, I can't remember when it was. It was several years ago, and I think it was like a Google heat map, or it was one of these where, like, you could see across the country and even county by county, I think, like, where the allegiances were based on most Googled team, right? Like, most Googled it. And, like, the Nets had a very, very, very small percentage, even within Brooklyn, which is where I am and which is where that team is based. And, of course, it's the biggest borough in New York with 2.5 million people. And this is still Knicks country. And the fact is, you know, look, I have no way to gauge this, right? This is the problem with when we have these discussions. There's no like, local Gallup poll. There's no, like, no. Everybody doesn't have, like, a flag declaring one way or the other Knicks or Nets. Like, there's no way to actually measure this. There's ratings, which the Nets have done pretty well, especially when they've had national games.
Right.
But there's only kind of word of mouth and observation and conversation, and those things are best assessed when we actually are in sports bars and in barbershops and on the streets and whatever, and, like, nobody is in any of those places. I certainly am in none of those places right now. So, how the Nets with Harden, Durant, and Kyrie are rating right now with New York sports fans, and whether this is giving the Nets a boost that they've never had since they first arrived in this borough in 2012. I don't know. It's a really, really hard thing to gauge. I will say that, you know, obviously from an NBA perspective, you know, people are intrigued, excited,
right?
Love watching the Nets, right?
Nationally, for sure. Yeah.
Right. They might be bigger nationally than they are locally, but by the way, that was what I observed about the Clippers during that Lob City era. Like, I always thought, like, if Lob City had happened in Seattle,
right,
they would have been a huge deal. But right, because they were in L.A., they were a big national NBA team but not a big local team. They still couldn't, like, knock the Lakers off the cover of the L.A. Times. I suspect the same is here in New York with the Tabs, but I don't read the Tabs, so I don't know.
Right. How about the NBA All-Star Games coming up in Atlanta? There was voices from some big-name players, including LeBron James and Giannis, and that they really, Kawhi Leonard, that they weren't that down with the All-Star. Is this going to be a disaster? Are people going to sleepwalk through this? Or is this going to be worth watching?
Well, you're asking the wrong person, because I don't think the All-Star game is ever worth watching, or very rarely.
It really hasn't been for a long time. Chris and I both agree with you on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Last year got a little better with the new format, but
fun.
It's gotten worse. You're right. It's been horrible the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, like, last year was fun. Can they manufacture that again, and especially now, this year? We'll see. And, you know, you guys know how this goes. The dunk contest, every couple of years or every year we say, it's over, there'll never be another great one again. And then every so often we get, like, Aaron Gordon versus Zach LaVine, and it brings it back to life. And we go, okay, right, new lease on life for the dunk contest. And then we get another couple of dud years, and we go, oh, man, this thing's tired, it's played out. So I'll never write off the dunk contest, but we do know that it's cyclic and that you often have to go through a few bad years to get to a really memorable one. So the fact that it's in the pandemic and the fact that it's like no fans or limited fans, I guess, the fact that some players, notable stars, were not thrilled to be going there, it all has an impact. But look, the players as a whole, the union, wanted this. Even if some players spoke out against it, the union pushed in favor of this. It's money for all 450 players because it all goes into basketball-related income, BRI, which is split 50-50 with the players and owners. So whether the All-Stars themselves will give it their all on Sunday, I'm skeptical. But like I say, it's not like most years, most of them give it their all for the whole game anyway. I think they'll try to do their best, benefit of the doubt. They'll compete down the stretch at least and make the fourth quarter interesting.
Howard, let's go back to the Nets. What do you think of are their chances of really putting this thing together and winning the championship this year? I don't like the – obviously, Durant's hurt, so we get that. I don't really like that Kyrie's sitting out a game every 2 weeks, it seems, which I don't think he's injured or anything like that. But
you're not a doctor and you haven't
examined him. I'd like to see them play a little more together. But what do you think about their chances of, you know – putting this thing together and winning it this year?
Well, the East is kind of top heavy, and then there's this massive drop off, right? So like the East still blows overall. I mean, there's a reason that the Knicks can be in fourth place with being a game over 500.
Right,
they'd be ninth in the West. So the East is kind of a mess. Yeah, I think Toronto, Miami will get back into it. I think Boston will get back into it. We'll see if Indy can recover. Like some of those teams were making it really interesting the last couple of years with it being, you know, 3-4-5-way race. Right now it feels like three teams, Milwaukee, Philly, and Brooklyn. And it may just end up as those three. And Milwaukee and Philly are way ahead of Brooklyn in terms of defense and in terms of just, I think, cohesiveness, you know, continuity. They've been together longer, and maybe that might matter too. On the other hand, we've never had three players as gifted offensively, as dynamic offensively, on the same team as this Brooklyn team. Like, you could put them up against any trio in NBA history. And whether that's enough to offset the lack of size, the lack of depth, the lack of defense, we'll see. Like, the defense has been better over the last few weeks, but we still haven't seen them with Durant, and he should actually strengthen that part of it.
Right.
And I guess it's going to be a case of if they can just become like average defensively and historically amazing offensively. Like, you don't want to be a team that's trying to get to the finish line with a 5-point lead with less than 3 minutes to go against those three guys.
Right? Yep.
Like, if the game is close, those guys have the advantage every time. And that's what they're banking on, because the Bucks don't have that guy, and the Sixers probably don't have that guy, and the Nets have three of them.
Right, right. And that's our man. Go ahead. Yeah, we got about a minute left. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that real quick. And the other part is, your team's making twos and they're making threes,
yeah.
Right? There's a big difference as well with the Nets.
All right.
Absolutely.
Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior NBA writer and co-host of the Crossover Podcast. Make sure you check that out. That's our man.
Thanks, Howard.
Does a great job covering the NBA. Thanks, my man.
Pleasure, fellas. Thank you.
All right, brother. Peace. Sources say is next. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob's combined 97 years of journalism experience to the test to see if they could tell the difference between a good sports source and a bad one. So let's get started, guys. Story number one. I don't know who won last week. I'm going to let Rob go first because I like him today. He's a nice guy. He paid up his bet. He paid up his bet, unlike Chris Broussard.
What bet?
Yep.
What bet?
The Lakers-Clippers bet from last year in the playoffs.
The one with you?
Yes.
The one where they never played? How could there be a Lakers-Clippers bet when they never played?
We're not going to relitigate this.
Wow, I'm glad you remembered all those that gift card I sent you.
Yeah, that was for something else, Chris.
What was it for? What was the
place? I can't say it on the air.
What was the restaurant? You can't say the restaurant?
No, well, for Wingstop. Or you from Wingstop, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
But I can't say on the air what it was
glad
for.
You appreciate it.
Because we're all getting in trouble again.
That'd be the last gift card you get from me.
That's messed up, dude.
Wow.
All right. I'm trying to give a shout out to Rob Parker. You make it
Thank
all
you.
Personal.
You got yours. It's all good. Right.
Thank you,
all
Rob. Good. So you get the first crack at this one. My sources say that a rooster with a 3-inch blade strapped to its leg slashed a bystander during an illegal cockfighting event hosted by former NFL punter Marquette King over the weekend. My source is good.
This is for me, right?
This is for you, Rob.
I'm going to say that that is true.
Yeah, that's a lot to make up. My goodness. Yeah. I think that's true.
You sit on a throne of
wow. Really? It's somebody else then.
Yep. Well, there was an illegal event that took place in India where a guy died, but it did not involve Marquette King.
Okay. All right.
But yeah.
Why you put Marquette up in there? See, some people going to hear that and think, they're going to be like, yo, did you hear about Marquette King? They only heard a little bit of it.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Nobody on the board yet. My sources say that Jodie Foster won the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Supporting Role on Sunday, and actually thanked Aaron Rodgers for whatever reason in her acceptance speech. Chris, my source is good.
Wow. I think that's false.
I'm going to say that's true. That's two out of left field.
Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
Bro. Jodie Foster.
Rob Parker.
What is she thanking for? Do we know?
She doesn't say. She lists a bunch of people. She says, oh, and Aaron Rodgers. So I have no idea why she did
That's
that.
That's crazy out of nowhere. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
That's great. Wow. All right,
here
we go.
He's getting married, too. He's
he is getting married.
Yeah. Fine. You know, he had a couple of big-time girlfriends, and finally, looks like he found somebody.
Yeah, with another celebrity. So, you know, shout out to
that. Am I right? His last two girlfriends were big-time
celebrities. Yes, it was an actress, and then it was a race car driver, and now we went back to Hollywood.
Well, Danica, yeah. A race car driver? You couldn't say Danica Patrick?
Well, I mean, does she win?
She's well-known.
But does she win?
That's like calling, you know, James Harden. He's a basketball player.
He is a basketball
player.
No,
it's James Harden.
All right, here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's name recognition.
Yes, he was with Danica Patrick for a considerable amount of time.
And speaking of the Nets, Kyrie is growing the afro. Like, he looks like he's
like
getting
a
it looks like he's going for a real afro.
And by the way, apologies to Shailene Woodley. Apparently, she doesn't deserve name recognition on this show either. That's his new fiance.
That's
Chris.
Her, Shailene Woodley?
Shailene Woodley, yep.
Yeah, I never heard of her. I'm just saying.
Racist. All right, here we go. Story number three. Rob Parker up 1-0. My sources say that a Luka Doncic rookie card, which features the NBA logo man patch from a game-worn jersey, plus his signature, just sold for $4.6 million, making it the most expensive NBA card ever purchased. Rob Parker, my source is good.
I know it always sounds ridiculous, but the way that they're doing with these cards, and I can't get over the baseball cards being sold and NBA and LeBron and all that, I'm going to say it's true. I know it sounds ridiculous.
$4.6 million. I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to say false, but that just sounds crazy.
Bro.
Oh, it's
Chris.
Over. I believe,
oh,
I mean, you know, I actually wanted to hear this song. It's been months.
You said that loud. You said that Friday when we played it. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
we didn't get enough.
You forgot about the weekend?
It was a truncated version on Friday. So now,
man, I'm feeling good.
I'm glad you can jam to it.
Let it breathe, my man. Let it breathe. I'm coming from New Orleans.
That's my city. That's my state. Louisiana.
You ain't from New Orleans.
Shout out to all the Pelicans down in Louisiana. Baton Rouge in his house. All right, keep it locked.
Nobody asked for you when I was there. Nobody.
Broussard's.